Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Previously on Cam Kander.
Cam Kander was the single most prolific fiction podcaster of all time. Period. No argument. This was a person who created literally hundreds of shows.
Was Kander a genius or insane? I don't think we'll ever know.
A prolific creator who disappeared suddenly in 2020. Off the map, off the radar, done, gone, over. Like Amelia Earhart. From me, BK Will, in conjunction with Trojan Cat Media, a division of Corp, comes Who is Cam Kander? This is episode 2, Bedminster.
Dolores can't won't. She's living in Santa Barbara, and she has a story to tell. Call her at 1-805-555.
Everything changed the day I got this message. I'd been searching for information on the elusive audio drama producer, Cam Kander, the same creator who disappeared suddenly in 2020. Finally, I had a name, someone who'd worked with Cam Kander on a show called Bedminster.
And now, dear listeners, prepare yourselves for another day in Bedminster.
Miss Ivanka, Eric has the car pulled up.
Thank you, Rosa. Do send him in, why don't you? I'd like to finish my coffee. Seems cruel to keep my driver out in the cold.
The car does have heat, ma'am.
Yes.
And it is July.
Thank you, Rosa.
Dolores Cantwont played the character of Ivanka in a soap opera about the Trump family. I'd never been able to locate any of Cam Kander's actors, so this was a huge piece of the puzzle. If I could talk to this woman, who knows where it would lead?
Please leave your message after the tone.
Miss Cantwont, my name is BK Will. I'm hoping you might be able to speak to me about your work with Cam Kander. Please call me at your earliest convenience at 310-555-55.
Before we get too deep into the search for Cam Kander, we have to talk about the why of it all. Why finding this person is so important. And that means we need to look a bit into the history of indie fiction podcasting, how it started, how it ended. For that, we turn to former podcast critic and now winemaker, David A. Person.
I'm actually not doing wine anymore.
My apologies, David. Tell us, what are you doing these days?
I'm selling natural latex mattresses.
I see.
What do you mean, you see? Are you judging me?
I'm sorry. No, not at all. It's just an interesting career trajectory. That's all.
Okay. So what did you want to know about fiction podcasting?
Yes. Let's talk about the indie scene. When it existed.
Ah, bygone era.
Indeed. It's no more. So what happened?
There was a robust indie scene starting in the early aughts. It expanded into the teens and early 20s. All genres. Great imaginative works. And it was very egalitarian. Indie audio drama standing side by side on the charts next to big budget shows from large media companies. Starting around the 2010s and 2020s, podcast companies started acquiring other podcast companies. Small buys at first, then larger and larger. Scripps bought Stitcher. Spotify bought Gimlet.
Amazon bought Wondery.
Larger corporations were consuming podcast networks, hosting platforms, distribution arms. Multinational corporations just gobbling up other companies. And then they started acquiring creators.
David A. Person was right. That actually started in 2021 with Facebook, when they added podcasts to their app. In the fine print, Facebook gave themselves a lot of freedom to alter creators' works. Sadly, most never noticed it. That was the beginning of the end. In the mid-2020s, Google bought Amazon, Apple bought Google, and of course, Corp bought Apple. What came next, as everyone knows, was Dax Shepard.
Oh yes, Dax Shepard.
This is Graciela Lopez, professor at Berklee's College of Lost Arts.
It was the Dax Shepardization of fiction podcasting.
Explain.
After the one massive merger in 2025, all the fiction podcasts were being produced and distributed by Corp. And eventually, all of those shows starred Dax Shepard.
What was it about Dax Shepard?
It wasn't so much that Dax had something. It's more about what he lacked.
Okay, I'll bite. What did Dax lack?
Basically, he had low repugnancy ratings per Gallup's odiometer, which measured a media personality's odiousness. It was the opposite of a Q rating. He was okay to most people. Of all the celebrities in the world, the algorithm deemed Dax Shepard the least awful.
So it's not that Dax was universally loved.
No, he just wasn't despised excessively. A different metric altogether. Corp leaned into that and put him in every single fiction podcast.
But there were still indie fiction podcasts after 2025, no doubt.
Sure, for a while. But it was impossible to get attention, traction. Corp controlled marketing, advertising, distribution. Indie fiction podcasts just became impossible to find. Most creators moved on, yeah.
To what?
Other lines of work. Winemaking, latex mattresses.
That's interesting.
Is it, though?
Let's investigate this further with David A. Person.
It's true. By 2028, the top 100 shows on all the podcast charts, every genre, were shows that starred Dax Shepard.
This didn't bother anyone?
Not really. I don't think people noticed. The 2024 election, it's aftermath. People had a lot on their minds. Most people were like, oh, here's a show with Dax Shepard. That's fine. Look, there was so much going on in the world that seemed worthy of people's outrage, their ire. No one really noticed, let alone complained. And before you knew it, Corp had world domination of all podcasting, fiction and nonfiction.
It's this context that I think is important. What makes my search for Cam Kander so urgent? Indies went the way of the dinosaur, and Cam Kander was Tyrannosaurus Rex, if you will. The main gazane, the big kahuna, the top dog. The most prolific indie creator of all time. And yet, Kander disappeared. Why? How? Meanwhile, I still had no word from actress Dolores Cantwont.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Miss Cantwont, I hate to bother you again. This is BK Will. I'm hoping you'll call me back. I'd love to speak to you about Cam Kander.
Stop calling me!
Miss Cantwont!
Leave me alone. I'm not interested in what you're selling.
Please, please don't hang up. I'm not a telemarketer. Oh, damn it.
Dolores Cantwont was living up to her name. For some reason, she can't or won't talk. She'd left me no choice but to track her down in person. We'll get into that after this quick break.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
My search for Cam Kander was not going to be thwarted by the resistance of one actress. The next day, I got in my car and headed off to Santa Barbara to find Dolores Cantwont. This was as good a time as any to revisit more of Bedminster. When we last left it, we had been introduced to Ivanka Trump, her brother slash chauffeur, Eric Trump, and their trusty housekeeper, Rosa. Ivanka has just found out that her father and arch nemesis Melania have left Mar-a-Lago and are coming to stay at Bedminster.
From the makers of Go Quick, America's fastest working suppository, comes Bedminster.
How long will Daddy and that woman be staying here, Rosa?
The Secret Service is asking us to have a large supply of coke on hand.
What? Brother Don's coming as well?
Coca-Cola, madame. Decanted into Pepsi bottles for the optics. A 10-day supply.
10 days? That's a Scaramucci and a half. It's plenty of time for that Slovakian shrew to do some damage.
Melania is Slovenian.
Tomato, tomato. Thank you, Rosa. I must think. Do send my driver in, why don't you? He always makes me feel smarter.
Madame.
Yes, Miss Ivanka, where to? The mall?
No, Eric, we're not driving anywhere. I need you to do me a favor.
Anything for father's first wife.
I'm his daughter, Eric.
Oh, that's right.
Eric. Focus. I need you to plant some bugs in the bedroom where Daddy and his escort will be staying.
But if they're coming from Mar-a-Lago, won't they be bringing their own bed bugs with them?
No, Eric. We need different kinds of bugs.
Cockroaches?
No.
Spiders?
No.
Moths? They're nifty. They have wings.
No, Eric. Electronic bugs. Listening devices.
Oh, so you can hear Father's nocturnal farting sounds?
My goodness, no. Wherever did you come up with that?
The four-syllable word, nocturnal? No clue.
Go. We haven't much time. Get the bugs from Stephen Miller. Plant them somewhere where Father will never find them.
How about a book on Black history?
Now you're thinking, brother. Congratulations.
IMDb had no listing for a Dolores Cantwont. I wondered if she'd given up acting entirely and moved up here to escape Hollywood with her failed dreams in tow. She was proving to be as big a mystery as Cam Kander. I'd arrived in Santa Barbara and found Dolores Cantwont's house easily. Luckily, her son had divulged her whereabouts. It was a cute bungalow on a quiet street.
Yes, who's there?
Miss Cantwont?
Who are you?
Miss Cantwont, my name is B.K. Will. I was just hoping we could talk for just a moment. Miss Cantwont?
I don't care to speak to anyone. I want to be alone.
Please, I just have a few questions about Cam Kander. If you could just open the door.
I'm going to call the police.
I'm not here to cause trouble. Your son talked to me about your career, and I just have a few questions. Miss Cantwont?
Look, I'm not answering your questions.
I don't have anything to say about Cam Kander, and I don't have a son.
Get off my lawn, animal!
Why was Dolores Cantwont so resistant? Was her experience with Kander that unpleasant? She said she had no son, and yet it was a man claiming to be her son who left that tip for me.
Hi, this is a message for B.K. Will. My mother, let's call her Dolores, was an actress on a Cam Kander show called Bedminster.
I don't know why, but I believe Dolores Cantwont. This wasn't her son. So who was he? I'd put so much hope in talking to her about Cam Kander, but for now, this angle of my investigation was dead. I headed back to L.A., and listen to more of Bedminster.
I'm sorry to interrupt, Miss Ivanka. Mr. Sean is on the phone. He says it's urgent.
Sean Spicer. He's out on the course caddying for our oligarch guest. What could be so urgent?
He says he found something near the 16th hole.
Found what? His credibility? And they say I'm not funny. Score. Ivanka Trump 1, comedy 0.
No, Miss Ivanka, it's a severed finger.
Hold up. Did she say severed finger?
No, Miss Ivanka, it's a severed finger.
Severed finger? That's unfortunate.
Another severed finger? This was just like Mr. Fezziwig talks crumpets.
Oh my, look at that!
What is it, Mr. Fezziwig?
Why, I do believe it's a severed finger.
Seems Cam Kander may have had an obsession with severed fingers. Was this a clue? Am I being pointed in a new direction? I'll dig more into this mystery next time on Who is Cam Kander? If you have any information on Cam Kander, please reach out to us on Twitter at Cam Kander. Or if you've heard of a lost Cam Kander show, let us know and we'll research it. It could become the basis for one of our episodes. Next time on Who is Cam Kander?
Cam Kander was obsessed with fingers. They figured into many of the shows. It's probably symbolic of something deeper.
Is it possible Cam was just a perv with some weird fetish, like Tarantino with feet?
Or Armie Hammer with all the body parts?
Exactly.
This is BK Will. Visit us at camcander.com for clues, intel, and ways you can help support the essential search for Cam Kander.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
What kind of woman becomes a pirate?
From the makers of Mockery Manor.
Violent, insane, not at all comely, and they smell like a couple of dead badgers preserved in cheap rum.
Comes an adventure on the high seas.
Will you pay extra if I push a little harder?
No, no, no! Please, I'm just a writer. I'm writing a book and I would like you to be in it.
Inspired by the lives and loves of the pirates Anne Bonny and Mary Read.
You think you know me, Anne? Do you think I never got my hands dirty?
Your mind's been so twisted, you think pirates deserve mercy?
Did either of you ever meet Blackbeard?
Everyone loves a rebel.
They love to see him swing, too.
Put your weapons away, both of you.
Stop it!
Read!
Read!
Oh, Anne and Mary!
Fight like men! Or you'll hang like dogs!
Starring Christina Bianco, Suze Kempner, Hamilton's Carl Queensborough, and more.
Do they have tails? Somebody told me they have tails.
Oh, I haven't seen a tail, Your Ladyship.
The Ballad of Anne and Mary. Available now wherever you get podcasts.